USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says some states are going ahead with plans to at least partly reopen things during the coronavirus pandemic.
Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Ohio, North Dakota, and Idaho have advised non-essential businesses to prepare for a phased opening starting May 1st.
Health experts say moving too quickly could cost lives. They're asking for a lot more testing to be done around the country so they can get a better idea where the disease hotspots are or will be. Florida is among the states trying to get back to business. Governor Ron DeSantis is looking at the closed schools.
We spoke with a lot of folks throughout the state. There was some differing opinions. Some parents were not interested in their kids going back. Some others, it's been tough around the house. They would have liked to have seen them go back.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The U.S. Surgeon General says reopening the country in phases is the best way to go. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott issued 3 executive orders on Friday that outline how the state will reopen amid the coronavirus pandemic. The governor says the state will reopen in phases, and according to Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams, that's exactly what the White House is hoping for.
President was clear yesterday on the phone call with governors, and I was on this call, that we are not going to tell these states they're open. It's got to be at a comfort level with the governors, with their health care systems and their public health systems, and with the people of their state. So just to be honest with you, I don't want to say a state is ready because I don't want to put them on the spot, and I don't want to say a number of states are ready. The thing I'm most concerned about as a public health professional is that I want to make sure each of these states is looking at their public health capacity and understands that they've got testing in place and that they've got the ability to contact trace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Joe Biden campaign is asking the DNC to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of his convention delegates. With that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Seeking to avoid the bitter feelings that marred the 2016 Democratic convention, Joe Biden's campaign is angling to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of the delegates he would otherwise forfeit by dropping out of the presidential race. Under a strict application of party rules, Sanders should lose about a third of the delegates he's won in primaries and caucuses as the process moves ahead and states select the actual people who will attend the Democratic National Convention. The rules say those delegates should become Biden supporters as he is the only candidate still actively seeking the party's nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A pandemic model used by the White House suggests it may be a while before parts of the country can reopen. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation said the estimates assume that when social distancing policies are eased, the actions will occur in conjunction with public health containment strategies, such as widespread testing and contact tracing. The model suggests the earliest some states may open is early to mid-May. This includes states like Montana, Hawaii, and New Hampshire. States like Connecticut and New York, with high numbers of cases, could open late May, early June. The model also shows that some states may have to wait all the way until June 8th or later. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.